I'm Marissa Norcross.
And I'm Dave Freund, and this is The Next Page. Good morning, Marissa.
Good morning. It's another early morning recording for us today.
It is. Not quite as early, but still early.
Oh, I know.
It's a beautiful morning, though. Mm-hmm. Crystal clear blue skies. Mm-hmm. A little bit of an autumn chill.
It is. I can't believe it.
It's all good, though.
Mm-hmm.
Because we can't keep things the same. Things always have to progress, right?
Right. Exactly.
Which is where we are this week with step two in building your growth plan.
Mm-hmm.
So let's dive right in.
Yes.
I'm going to start with a quote. Strength and growth come only from continuous effort and struggle. Napoleon Hill said that. Mm. Let me read that again. Strength and growth come only from continuous effort and struggle. Now, people would say that, why in the world do I want to grow if it's going to be hard?
Mm-hmm.
Well, if we don't grow, we're really dying. And tomorrow's going to need a better version of today. Tomorrow's going to need a better version of me than today. The world is continually expanding. Ideas, knowledge are continually expanding. Demands, as our life grows, as we get older, it continues to expand, and we have to be ready for it. I needed to know more as a grandfather than I did as a father, because I'm interacting with my children and my grandchildren. Business continues to expand and grow and change, and I don't know the details on how quickly knowledge multiplies, but it's at a record pace.
Mm-hmm.
So if we're not ready, we get left behind. So let's dive in.
Yes. Let's learn more about the struggle here.
Yeah. Today's tough.
Yeah.
If we think last week was tough, mm-hmm. today is the toughest. So the first step, so what we really have to do, if you think about where we are, okay, we've identified what we want, where we want to go. That was last week.
Mm-hmm.
Now we have to figure out, where are we? Who are we? And, one of the things that we were talking about last week was values. That's part of it. We had to identify things that we valued. So let's start. I don't want to jump right into that one, but the closest friend assessment. Ouch.
We've talked about this a little bit before.
We have.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have struggled in this area from time to time. And what we're asking people to do here is to take two people that know them extremely well, and they are going to ask that person for their greatest strengths, a greatest strength, and a greatest weakness. Be prepared for what someone is going to tell you, because this could be tough. But the only thing worse than not, we've talked about this too, like when we talk about our 360s, the only thing worse than knowing the truth is not knowing it and remaining a jerk. That's kind of the way I put that. I know that's not a nice way to say it, but that's really the truth.
Mm-hmm.
So in reality, I have to know exactly where I am and what I'm struggling with. And the example that I frequently use for this is that when I went through my coaching certification, that was one of the questions that we had to ask. And when I asked my wife, it took her quite some time to get back to me. And what she really ended up saying is, you don't value people enough. Now, I didn't want to hear that. I thought that was terrible. But it was true. And it took me some time to really take a look at what that meant and why I was the way I was. And then I had to develop a plan to begin to value people more. So be ready for people to tell you some things that you may not want to hear. Now, I will say this, that if our greatest weakness is something like not valuing people, that is a character flaw, and you need to fix it. If it's your greatest weakness is you're not detail-oriented, you're not fixing that. That's not a character issue. It's a skill set issue. So what I would suggest there is we build systems, and we'll talk about that in the fourth session of this. If what my weakness is a skill set issue, I build a system or I staff that in my life.
Mm-hmm.
But if it has something to do with who I am as a person, a character trait, you gotta fix it. So our reason for wanting our greatest strengths and our greatest weaknesses are these. Clearly the weaknesses, we gotta either work on it or staff it. But strengths, we want to be able to identify our strengths so that we maximize them. Unless your weakness is a character flaw, I'm going to tell you, don't spend a ton of time trying to get better at it. It's a character flaw, you will. But your strengths, maximize them. You need to spend the majority of your time getting better in your strength zone or your giftedness. That's why we had those questions last week where we started looking at some of those questions that we wanted answers on. So that's our greatest strength and greatest weakness thing.
Mm-hmm.
As you've heard me talk about those questions in the past, what kind of reactions kind of well up inside you when you think about asking somebody for your greatest strengths and your greatest weaknesses?
I think I could handle the truth, but I would wonder, it's like you have to pick the right people mm-hmm. who will give you the truth.
Right.
And not dance around the weakness area.
Exactly.
Or give you like a lot of strengths to then one weakness so that the ratio is less painful.
Yeah.
You know, like you really, like you need to find someone who knows you.
Yes.
Really, really, really well and who yep. would give you honest feedback without caveats and right. all that.
Right. You know, my mom is not the person for me to ask what my weakness is.
I was just going to say, I can't ask my mom.
Excuse me. And it's because my mom, of course, my mom, we're blessed to still have her with us and mm-hmm. she's 88. And I think she's forgotten my weaknesses. You know, that's why I chose my wife and I chose a good friend of mine that I grew up with who now lives in Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because he knew me inside out and backwards kind of thing. So pick the right people. And if somebody says, oh, you're good at everything. No, wrong. Mm-hmm. I need to know, what do you think? So if they give you, let's say, three things that are your strengths, tell me which of those three do you think is my greatest strength?
Do you think you could ask, you know, if you work with someone really closely, just because they might know you in a different environment
sure.
or?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you could ask coworkers, somebody, but again, it's got to be somebody that you have a great relationship mm-hmm. with that is totally honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I asked two people, one who was a family member, my wife, and the other who was somebody that was a good friend, but not a family member. Because I want people to see me in different lights.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I probably could have also picked a person that I worked with. You know, I think now, because you and I have worked together long enough, I could ask you and mm-hmm. you would be honest with me.
Mm-hmm.
But yet, I didn't know you then. So,
right.
In the organization that I was at, as the president of the company, I don't think, maybe Dan, the owner. Yeah, Dan probably would have been really honest with me.
Mm-hmm.
But nobody else, I think some of them would have been kind of afraid.
Right.
You know, I don't want to tell Dave that he's a jerk and doesn't value people. That's why I asked my wife. She had no problem. I shouldn't say she had no problem telling me, because I could tell it was a struggle for her
yeah. mm-hmm.
to communicate it to me. But she did, because she loved me and she knew I was serious.
Mm-hmm.
So those are our greatest strengths, our greatest weaknesses. Then, now, you know, we've talked about values. You know, we really need to pick six values or value words. And you asked me before we started recording, you know, is there a reason why I picked six? No, half a dozen is an even number, is a nice number for me. Okay. But if you could pick six, that's great. Because what we're going to do, we're going to take these words and we're going to evaluate where we are in each of those value areas. And the reason why this is a critical point, it's not quite as painful. It's not painful personally as much. It is not as painful as the closest friend assessment. But the key here is, and remember my analogy that I say, you know, you build that ladder of success, and it's a real bummer if you get to the top and it's leaning up against the wrong wall.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this becomes a very critical thing for people to think about, because remember what Napoleon Hill said, strength and growth come only from continuous effort and struggle. You know, if you want to build up your muscles, you got to work them and they get sore and it takes repetition. It's hard. But over time, your muscles grow. So if building this ladder of growth is a very strenuous, difficult, it's, you know, just wait till we get to the part about building the plan and holding ourselves accountable. This takes a tremendous amount of effort. Mm-hmm. And imagine how disappointing we would be if 5 or 6 years down the road or 20 years down the road, as we get closer to the top of our growth ladder, we realize it's leaning up against the wrong wall. You wasted that part of your life. So let me give an example, because I shared this with somebody earlier this week. So if someone tells me that their values are things like they're things like family, you know, time with, you know, marriage, relationships with children, those type of things, but they choose a career that has them away from home 80% of the time, I don't see those values lining up. So you've chosen a career, you're growing your skill set in a career that will keep you away from the values that you hold most dear. So that's why you really need to think these things through. Because, and to give you an example of where I think my values got skewed, or I was pursuing the wrong values, and we've talked about this on the podcast, when my children were very little, especially when Bethany was a toddler, I have no recollection of that other than pictures because I wasn't home.
Mm-hmm.
So I was always working. And I thought that that was in line with my values, but it wasn't because I never really sat down and thought about what my values were.
Well,
so that's the piece with the values.
I need to play devil's advocate for a moment.
Please
here.
Do.
So I see what you're saying. However, I could also see a scenario where for someone, you know, that an opportunity that might have been an opportunity for someone to have their wife stay home with their kids and provide, you know, the financial
sure.
aspect of it allowed them to really provide and care for their family in a way that they couldn't have done otherwise. Or I'm also thinking
yes.
Men and women who are in the service or in the military
yep.
And how they're, you know, they're gone or deployed for quite some
right.
time. So I think I'm going to have to disagree a little bit with you maybe on that, and that it could line up depending on, I think, where the intentions are and where
sure.
Time frame, right? Like, okay, we're
yes.
going to do this for 3 years because it's really going to make a difference for our family. And then in 3 years, I'll go back to my regular job down the road and the kids will go to school
good.
And things will be different. So, I mean, does that, how far off is that from what you were thinking? I know
it's,
I kind of just came out of nowhere with that.
No, it's good. I like it. It's good. I like it. You're absolutely right. And so this is why our growth plan is not a one-year plan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And still the values, well, that was really loud when I circled that on my page. hopefully the recording didn't hear that. But that's why the values piece is so important, because they're stackable.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So maybe now would be a good time for us to kind of go through that stackable values piece.
Mm-hmm.
So you're absolutely right that there are times when we make sacrifices for the to move us closer to our long-term values. Okay. And I didn't think about the military, those men and women in the military, and you're absolutely right. And God bless them for sacrificing so much for the rest of us so that we can have the joys, the freedoms, the peace that we have. I'm going to go through my value statements,
mm-hmm.
value words. And again, I in no way am I trying to impose my values on anyone. These are just mine. and I want to explain them. So these were the six values that I pulled out: faith, marriage, family, personal growth, career, and community. So let me unpack them. Why did I put faith first? Well, my faith is who I am. It controls or shapes all of my decisions and my thoughts. It should, if that is something that I truly believe. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that's your foundation. So my faith. My foundation.
Yeah, my foundation is my faith. My second is my marriage. I think it's the next thing closest into importance to my faith. If my faith, and because my wife and I began our marriage in faith, believing that God had brought the two of us together, we both would agree that faith has to be number one because it was what kind of first drew us together.
Mm-hmm.
After my marriage is my family. And this is something that is really important that sometimes can get skewed. My children can never become more important to me than my wife. And I remember once saying something to my dad, to my mom. I don't remember what it was, but I remember my dad kind of, and I must have been kind of like a brat or something. And he said to me, "Don't you ever talk to my wife that way." So all of a sudden, he was defending and protecting her.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember the day when I said something like that to one of my kids, one of my sons. And I think it was really good for me to see that my dad prioritized my mom over me. And I think it was good for my kids to see that. And I'm hoping that my sons prioritize their wives over their children. Okay. In fact, it was something that was said at my wedding. You know, the greatest gift that a father can give his children is to love their mother.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of, that's why that order there. Then I get to personal growth after family. So my personal growth, my growth plan is the next most important thing. And I know what somebody's going to say, where's career come in? It comes in under personal growth. Because if my career and my job is keeping me from developing, I soon will not be employable. So that's why I kind of have prioritized my personal growth over that. So let's say I'm working in a place that doesn't allow me opportunities for growth. And when I say personal growth, I mean personal / professional. Mm-hmm. I blend them all together. I'm not giving you a life plan. I'm not giving you a career plan. I'm giving you a life plan that includes career.
Mm-hmm.
So I may need to change jobs. If I'm in a job that's holding me back, that's not allowing me to go to training, that's not giving me opportunity to learn new things, that's probably not a good place for me to work. And the beauty right now for all of our listeners, I don't care where you are in the United States, I can't say anything about our listeners in other countries because we do have folks listening in 8 countries, but it is really an employee's market right now, and I'm not encouraging people to leave their job, but I am if that job is not continually growing and developing you. One of the great things that comes up frequently for those of us at MACNE is our growth plans, you know, where Randy, our president, is talking about us having growth plans. And we're going to hopefully take that up a notch in this new fiscal year we're in. Mm-hmm. And then lastly is community. So people would say, well, why'd you put community last? Because I can't help the community if these other things aren't in line.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm big on community. I think that we need to do much more for our communities than we're doing now. I think people need to be involved in, you know, you've heard me talk about school boards, you know, scout leaders, little league coaches, Pop Warner coaches, cheerleading, whatever it is, we need to interact with the community. But if I don't have those other values in line, I don't have much to give the community. So that's why I've shaped these, why I've asked us to pull out 6 value words so that we understand where they are. Now, you know, you may not get the priority just right. I don't think I did early on in my career. And so now if I use the value things based on to the question that you had asked about, you know, what about making some sacrifices so that you can meet your goals long term? Absolutely. You know, I think what I would, if I would have known my values better when Bethany was younger, I probably would have asked the question, is it really necessary for me to stay late X number of nights a week?
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm going to be honest, my boss would have said, David, what are you doing here? But I had it confused. And that's different than the person that makes a conscious decision. Maybe dad wants mom to stay home with the kids, so he picks up a part-time job. That's different. You've made value decisions that affected your career.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, working from home a couple days a week. You and I've talked about it. I've said publicly on the podcast, I really admire the choice that you made. But you're also looking at a long-term, this is, again, it's not a short-term growth plan. It's a long-term plan with short-term actions and objectives.
Mm-hmm.
Did that make sense the way I answered that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I think so.
So, and hey, if any of our listeners have questions, email them to us.
Yep.
If you disagree with us, let us know. Maybe if we were more controversial, we'd get a few more emails. Anyways, we're not going there.
Well, and my question to you is, how long did it take you to come up with these six? Did you work with a different set of six at one point and then say, no, this isn't right? Or I know we talked about the priority shifted a little bit. Or maybe what can someone expect for themselves as they work through this?
The first time you look at it, it's going to be really hard to do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 58. I've looked at these lists for probably 5 or 6 years. Probably the first time I heard this was probably when I started with the John Maxwell team. That's when I really heard the first time people talking about growth plans. I teach one of the classes I teach is a one-day workshop on the 15 Invaluable Laws of Growth. And John really hits these things hard in that book. So every time I teach the class, I think about it. But for me, literally, when I identified these six for the email, I rattled them right off.
Mm-hmm.
Because again, I'm old enough now to have seen some of that and seen some of the shifting in the priority. Years ago, I would have never had personal growth. And I'm not sure I would have had community. Remember, I didn't value people. So I think two were added over the last 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
So we got that. So now we have to evaluate how we're doing in those value areas. And, our listeners already know my reflection question, so I'm not going to spend a ton of time, but there's a little twist on them. So in each of these, think of a matrix, think of a chart, if you can picture that in front of you. So under faith, which mine was my first one, well, let's pick marriage, because that could be one that might need some work.
Mm-hmm.
In my marriage, what's going well? What's not going well? What's missing in this area was my third question. And what am I unsure about in this area was the fourth reflection type question. So it's a little twist on my typical reflection questions. But I'm going to say them again. What's going well? What's not going well? What's missing? And what am I unsure about? Now here's the little bit of the caveat when we do this assessment. Allow your spouse to answer the same question. So, because marriage is not just me, marriage is my wife and me. So, I don't know if that was proper English. Anyways, my editor will tell me if that was proper. Is it proper to say my wife and me?
Yes, because you would say me.
Yes, thank you. I thought it was right. See why I need editors like you? See, and people can learn English on our podcast as well. Okay. So I need to sit down with her and say, how are we doing? I'm working on this project. And nobody should be doing their growth plan in a vacuum.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, ask your spouse, your that special person in your life to help you through this. Your best friend, somebody to just a coworker, just so they can help you get some extra perspective, but especially in an area that relates to a relationship, the other person in the relationship needs to give feedback. Because I might think it's going well, and she might say, have you been drinking? How could you think that this is going well? Hopefully she wouldn't, but family too. So you ask the same question about family. You know, what's going well? What's not going well? What am I missing? What am I unsure about? The missing and the unsure are critical. So the going well, I need to do more of it. The not going well, I need to stop or fix. What's missing, I need to add. And what am I unsure about? I need answers. This is all going to fit in to next week when we start looking at resources. So don't rush through this. And what people really need to think about is they need to set aside enough time to honestly do this week's homework. You got to take the time to do it. Mm-hmm. Make sense?
Makes sense.
What do you think is the hardest part?
I really think that maybe the defining and prioritizing the values.
Yeah.
As hard as it might be to hear the truth in the closest friend assessment, once you define the people, I mean, you've kind of done the hard part. And
it is what it is, right?
Yeah. I mean, hopefully you can handle the truth. But I think there's a lot of, you have to really think through what your values are and how they stack upon each other.
Yeah. You're right. You do. And spend a lot of time reflecting on it. Now, here's another thing. I don't want people to get so uptight that they're worried they're going to mess this up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You messed up one. Fix it later. Mm-hmm. You know, as you go through, this is a growth plan. It's not, the commandment that comes down and is etched in stone. It's a plan. There's going to be a review and a reflection, and you should be reflecting on your growth plan probably quarterly.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe adjusting it quarterly or for sure annually, because things change.
Yep.
So just to give folks a little bit of a tip, so next week we're going to be talking like resources. How do we find some of this stuff? And then the final week we're going to be talking about how do I now build the tool and schedule things and then monitor my progress. Because mm-hmm. yes, we have to track our progress all the time. We need scorecards. Because what you don't measure, you can't manage.
Right.
That's it.
All right. Well, I am already looking forward to next week.
I am too. You know, I for me, this has been a great tool because there's a lot of these things I've been doing,
mm-hmm.
but I haven't structured as much as I think I need to. So that's really what got me thinking about, mm-hmm. we need to do a series on this.
Yes.
Because I have to do better. So there's me a perfect too. Example. I've been on a growth plan for 5 years. But it needs to get better
mm-hmm.
because the more systematized it is, the more it becomes a success habit, the greater guarantee that we're going to achieve the goals we want to achieve. And that's why we're here, because mm-hmm. school is in session. We better be ready.
And I also want to take a minute to remind everyone that our Live to Lead event is coming up.
Yes.
On October 25th. It's a Friday, like yep. it always is. And we're doing pre-sale. So if you know you want to be there, you can save $30 by registering awesome. Before September 3rd. I believe it's the date right after Labor Day. So
and the venue is?
It's at the Lodge at Welch Allen again. We have yes. been there. Is this our fifth year?
I believe so, yeah.
It's been a yep. long, yeah, it's been a long so. Time. Fourth or fifth. I lose track fifth. Because I think I had a maternity leave in there. And but we've always been there. It is a fantastic venue. We have a great lunch and we rebroadcast the Atlanta-based Live to Lead event. And we yep. infuse it with some great discussion with you and with our members and other attendees. You do not have to be a MACNE member to attend.
Correct.
But you do have to sign up online. So that's yep. all the details are on macne.org/events.
And it is, you know, the Lodge at Welch Allen is probably one of the nicest venues for an event that I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, it's big enough, yet intimate enough to, and the The lunch buffet they put on is fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
And we also honor our annual Transformational Leadership Award winner.
Yep, this will be our third year doing that.
Our third year doing that, yeah. So really excited about this. It's my favorite event. Of course, everybody knows that I'm obsessed with leadership. So looking forward to it, and thank you for that reminder.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to give people the reminders every week until they run out of days.
Until we sell out.
Until we sell out, because we do. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this event, we do cap it just so that we make sure we all fit in the room.
Yep.
And you know, so there's five speakers that speak, John Maxwell and four others. And so go to the macne.org events, and you'll see all the details.
Mm-hmm.
Or follow us, follow Macne on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, or on Instagram or not.
LinkedIn.
I don't know. LinkedIn, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so with that, I'm Dave Freund.
I'm Marissa Norcross.
And this was The Next Page.